morning, good evening, good night to whoever, wherever you are. Welcome to our podcast, where today we'll be discussing all things related to fandom culture, ranging from making friends to toxic fans. I'm your host, Shanna, and personally, I'm a huge fan of the K-pop group Stray Kids, RuPaul's Drag Race, and Stardew Valley. And I'd love for the rest of our podcast members to introduce themselves, and we'll start with Kylie.
Yes, hello, I'm Kylie. I am a Seventeen fan, a carrot, as you may say, which is a K-pop group, of course. And then I used to be very, very obsessed with Harry Potter. So I will also be talking about that.
I am Philip, and I am very much a part of the One Piece fandom, and a lot, but to a lesser extent, the Star Wars fandom.
Hi, I'm Kylie. I'm part of Kolohi Kai fandom, which is a Hawaiian music group. And I'm also really into Sanrio.
Let's start off with the given definition of fandom found on the internet, which if you look up fandom on Google, it says that a fandom is the fans of a particular person, team, fictional series, etc., regarded collectively as a community or subculture. What do you guys think of this definition of fandom?
I think it's pretty accurate, you know?
Yeah.
Of course, as it says in the name, fandom, fan. Yeah. If you're a fan of a certain thing, I'd say it could go more into depth saying that, like, you're more into it than, like, just a casual listener, someone that enjoys whatever.
I mean, yeah, it is mostly accurate, right? I mean, you're just into it. You know, you're not just a casual watcher. You go into the subculture of it, go into, I don't know, the subreddits. You get the merch. You learn about the secret theories.
Yeah. Because it's not just a fandom. It's, like, fandom culture because it's more than you're just, like, into it. Mm-hmm.
How about let's talk about our experiences being members of fandoms. Like, how did you get started? Was it intentional? Did you get into it by accident? Like, what's your guys' stories?
I mean, it really depends on, like, what you're talking about. Because if you're talking about sports, for the most part, whatever team your parents like is what you grow up with and who you root for.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big basketball person, but I'll always root for the Lakers because my dad loves them.
Well, how I got into One Piece, well, I wasn't a huge anime person, like, before One Piece. I did watch Naruto, which was, like, my second or third anime, and I watched it the whole thing. And I thought, man, it can't get better than this. It's Naruto. And then, you know, I already heard all the memes by that point. I think when I started, One Piece wasn't 1,000 episodes yet. But, like, even then, everyone was making fun of it. Oh, man, it's too long. Oh, man, you know, it's not as good as Naruto. But when I hopped in, you know, I just couldn't stop. And there's so many cool and fun theories and so much cool and fun stuff about the One Piece world. And now I'm caught up to the manga, over 1,100 chapters in.
What?
And,
That's a lot.
I'm never gonna jump ship, you know, as Luffy would say.
You're in just One Piecer for life.
Wow.
I'm in too deep.
You're very dedicated.
Dude, yeah. I love that show. And the manga. Read the manga.
Well, for me, I think getting into K-pop was kind of like something that my friends were into.
Yeah.
So it was something that I was like, oh, well, maybe I should check it out. I wonder what all this buzz is about. It started, like, I'll go back into middle school because, like, my friends were always, like, talking about, oh my gosh, BTS, BTS, BTS this, BTS that. And then I was like, oh, maybe I should just listen to a couple of their songs and learn their names. And here I am. What is it? 6 years later?
Oh, wow.
So I think it just starts off as something that you find interesting to you. And then the more that you get into it, the more, I guess, invested in the fandom you are.
Yeah. Do you guys find it easier or harder to make friends because you're part of fandoms?
Easier, definitely easier. Because it's something you can bond over.
Mm.
It's something you can talk about when you first meet someone.
But on the other end, you can say that it's harder because if your interest is more niche, then people could make fun of it. People just don't know what you're talking about.
That's also true.
Because I know with K-pop, a lot of people would be like, oh, why are you listening to these Korean boys when you can't even understand them? And they all wear makeup, so they're gay.
Yeah.
So I think that makes it harder, but it could be easier, like you said, like finding people who have the same common interest as you.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried to get people to join your fandom so you have somebody to talk to?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Dude, Dude, I try to put... I mean, I put my cousin on Star Wars because she didn't like it. Mm-hmm. But One Piece, dude, I try to put anyone I know who's into anime at all onto One Piece. Everyone is so scared of it. It's like, you give it a try, you can't stop.
But I think it's a lot of a commitment, that's why.
It is a pretty deep commitment. I get that, though.
For me, I'm like, I've maybe gotten like a dozen of my friends to listen to Stray Kids. I think I'm successful 90% of the time, but I've only made like one like true fan in a sense. So I'm very proud of myself for that. You're active participants in your fandom culture. Like, do you follow fan accounts on social media? Do you look at fan art? Do you like anything that you that can be seen by other people? Do you also engage with it?
I might be exposing myself here, but you know how like there was like a lot of Instagram accounts that would make like edits and stuff like that?
Oh yeah.
I used to be that kind of person.
Yeah, I did those too. Mm-hmm. They're all still saved on my camera roll, and let's just say that that's how I got good at editing photos. Let's just say that.
Like, I'll see stuff on my For You page that like pertains to like what I'm a fan of, but that's because it has then become a trend and everyone else has seen it. But I think on my own, if it wasn't like prevalent on the internet, then I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that being so absorbed in your fandom and like creating content and like, you know, spending hours and hours on it, is this, would you consider it weird, or is it more of like a form of expression? Like, should we be bashing these people for spending so much time and energy on it?
I think it depends on the content.
Yeah, because like, there's nothing wrong with it, but it just gets to that point where it's like, calm down a little bit there. Like,
oh, the extremists.
Yeah, because it's just like, when they make it their entire personality, and they don't have anything else that they're like anything else to like give their person substance, that it's like weird at that point when that's like their only character trait.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's like a limit. Like, you see, I mean, at least on anime Twitter, you see people spending hours on like calculations, power scaling, which one's stronger than this? Like, bro, come on. Like, no one really cares that much.
I know if you dig, like, deep enough or, like, far enough into, like, fan fiction, you can find ones that are, like, really, really weird. I think, like, it's weird, like, in general, because you're writing things about people that don't know who you are.
Or don't exist.
Yes. So, I think it could be an expression if it's tame.
Yeah.
If not, then it's weird. I don't want to give an example because, well, you know. But then again, you do have to kind of really dig deep to find those kinds of things.
Yeah, if you're a casual fan, you don't have to worry about that stuff. Keep listening to your music, keep playing your game, you know, and all that. Speaking of the more negative side of fandom culture, what about cringe fandoms? What makes a fandom cringe?
It's just the people that are in it. Because, like, the actual thing itself, like, in most cases, isn't weird, like, itself. It's the people that are in the fandom and how they portray it and how they act, because it then reflects back onto it.
I mean, yeah, definitely, 100%. I don't like to say a whole fandom is cringe, because, like, a lot of the times the thing that they're, you know, being a fandom of is like a pretty cool project. I mean, when you said that, I immediately thought of My Hero Academia. But not gonna lie. But you know, I watched like all six seasons of that. I really like that show. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a part of the fandom or anything, but you know, when I see some of the videos of like the people at the cons and like the weird ships, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But you know, I wouldn't like to say that about the whole fandom, but yeah, it can get pretty weird.
Yeah, you brought up a very good point. One time I saw this Twitter post that was like, if you look at a fandom through like a percentage, you could say that 1% of the fandom is like, that's where like all of the cringe and like all of the weird stuff is. But 99% of the fandom is still good. It's just that 1%, that's the loudest part of the fandom.
Yeah.
It's like the Raiders. And the Raiders get a bad rep because a good chunk of their fans are like aggressive or whatever. So then people don't like that team because of it. Or it's like, I don't know. I like really like Fortnite, but I'm not going to say I'm part of the fandom because 13-year-old boys make it weird.
Mm-hmm. I think I could say the same for like more mainstream K-pop groups like BTS or Blackpink. If you ever look in the comment section of like any K-pop thing, like if if somebody says, "Oh, blah blah blah, whatever group did this," like they set the standard or whatever, something like that, right? Yeah. They'll be like, "But BTS did this."
Yeah, now you're just setting up your own group for failure or embarrassment, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that kind of turned me away because I used to be really a really big fan of BTS. But once like people started doing things like that, I felt kind of embarrassed to be a fan of them because I didn't want to be associated or thought of like, oh, you're like fighting with other fandoms to prove that you're better.
Okay, the last thing that I want to bring up is the act of gatekeeping. And like gatekeeping your fandom to like sort of preserve it, to keep like the toxic fans out of it. Have you ever been guilty of gatekeeping a fandom in the past?
I wouldn't say it's gatekeeping. Mm-hmm. I just don't actively tell people I'm like a part of something on a regular basis. Yeah. I feel like it's not that I don't talk about it because I'm gatekeeping. I feel like I don't talk about it because I know they're not gonna see it the same way I do. Because like I love Hawaiian music, but for the most part, people that don't grow up with the Hawaiian culture aren't gonna see it that way.
Mm-hmm. Then what about, have you ever been like, oh, I know more about this fandom's interest, so I think I'm better than everyone else. Have you ever been guilty of that?
No, and I hate when people do that, when they call you a fake fan because you don't know as much as they do. Because that's not me being a fake fan, it's I'm new and I just got into this. Like, I'm sorry you've been a fan for like 4 or 5 years, but I haven't, so shouldn't you be happy that like, it's a new person getting interested in whatever it is?
Yeah, I would say it's not like calculated by like the amount of like hours you've listened to it on Spotify or like how much merch that you've had. Mm-hmm. If you were a fan, then you were a fan. Congratulations, you've done it.
What's your guys' opinion on bandwagoning? I feel like that's only like pertaining to sports. I can't think of anything else you can bandwagon.
I think you can see it a lot in K-pop when they find out one thing about an idol and then they hate on them so much for it.
Oh like, yeah, hate back bandwagoning.
Like that that one idol that was in Le Sserafim that ended up having to leave because everybody was like claiming that she was bullying and stuff.
What, did it turn out to be fake?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think so. I believe so.
I just feel like in sports, like people take sports really seriously. Yeah. And as far as like playoffs and stuff, like for the Super Bowl, I know a lot of my like other family members who don't like the 49ers, like hate the 49ers. Ooh. And because they do, even though their team is not in the Super Bowl, they rooted for the Chiefs just because, you know, obviously they're not going to pick the other one. That, and it was like, it really was to like irritate my family members who like do enjoy the Niners. Because I don't know why, but for whatever reason, some fandoms like to pick on the others.
Well, that's all we have for today for our Fandom Culture podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you on the flip side.